shouldn't wait till 2020. It should be now. It should be now. Tax credits have been cut, working tax credits, so anyone on a minimum wage can't, or up till £10 an hour, can't survive on just their wages alone. I've been campaigning all year about £10 an hour minimum living wage, and today it's just a joke. It's a joke. I'd like to see them living on £7.20 an hour. It's important to me. And also taking away the maintenance grants for working class kids that are on their parents on no wages today is just diabolical. Working class children will not want that loan. They've not been used to that sort of money and debt. They don't have mortgages. Their parents don't have mortgages. They live in social housing, you know. Today, I think it's really sad because it will stop a lot of working class kids going to uni. That's my son.
Oh, it does as well. Yeah, with the grant as well. I suppose with student... rather than student.
He lives at home. He lives at home. He's doing, he's just going to second year of a maths degree. Today, he's lost the education or the maintenance grant, which supports him. It will change into a loan, I do believe. But how will it affect other people that are working class? We're managed. We're on low wages, but we want to make sure he gets through uni. We did.
I'm going to ask you, you say how important that £10 an hour is for you. For people who don't know, why is it so important?
I'm a care worker. I work 7 days a week. I don't stop working every day so that we can just live and pay our rent and pay our council tax and pay our living bills, you know, and support our son at uni and my daughter with her with my grandchildren. It's so important. It makes such a difference. By the time you've taken out travelling expenses when you're working as a care worker, you're below the national minimum wage anyway, because they still don't include that travelling time. They still don't include the petrol allowance.